You know, I love Foghat.
I know you do.
And Foghat, that's it. By the way, this is Peter Rosenberg. Welcome back to the show. Yeah, for caregivers, about caregivers, hosted by a caregiver. There's a reason we play Foghat on this, not only because they have a great groove here.
Oh, yeah.
But because those words, fog and hat, take me right into the next minute. I'm going to take a call here in a minute on this topic. Now, how can we tie that any better? Because the Count of Mighty Disco is on point. That's how we do it.
I pay attention.
Yes, you do. Fog hat is part of a whole thing I do in my book, Hope for the Caregiver, which you can buy at bookstores across the country or Amazon or Barnes & Noble.
That was an excellent segue to a plug. I really appreciate your style.
Thank you very much. Yeah. I do the best I can. All the proceeds feed and clothe a hungry family.
Oh, right.
Mine.
Yeah.
So no, it's Foghat is an acronym that I use for fear, obligation, and guilt, which leads to heartache, anger, and turmoil. Foghat. And our next caller, Julie from Murfreesboro, wants to talk about one of those topics. I think I understood that correctly. So, Julie, how are you? Welcome to the show, and what's on your heart and mind?
Hi, it's nice speaking with you. This is the first time I've ever listened to the show. And yet you
called in the middle of that. Julie, I am stunned. That is so cool that you would listen and call in the same day.
In the same day. Well, actually, I'm in the car because I've just been with my mom, who's in memory care and hospice care. And it's one of those, it's getting worse with her Alzheimer's. And I've been a caregiver since 2007 with both parents. I'm an only child. So it's, I find myself not wanting to visit as often, because it's just harder and harder and harder to watch that. And so there's a lot of guilt that goes with that. And, you know, I'm not always sure the best way to handle that.
Well, the first thing you did was you just talked about it. You just got it out in the air. I mean, you called a show of some guy that you just heard on the radio talking about caregivers, and you said it. You said, you know what? I'm Julie. I love my mom. I've loved my dad. I've taken care of them, and I'm tired, and I feel guilty if I don't want to go, but it just tears my heart up to go and do it.
Right.
Welcome to the human race. I mean, you know, you are one of us, Julie. Great to know that. So,
I am one of you. Yes, we are comrades.
You are indeed. And, you know, does your mom know you anymore?
She does some days. Some days she thinks I'm her sister, you know, other days, you know, she acts like she does. Now, my dad has since passed away, so she goes in and out of where she is. And
does she know the amount of time that lapses between your visits?
No.
You know, no. Julie, I'm going to say something that may, I don't know what it's going to do, but I'm going to tell you something. It's you do what is best for you to stay healthy. And if emotionally it just tears you apart to go and see that, you know, you could take a break from that. Your mom's not suffering if you're not there. But
true.
But if you're suffering, you're not much good to your mom.
Right.
And so the times that you do go, make them count. But don't put this some kind of this terrible task burden on yourself that somehow you've got to be there. I mean, okay, so you go every day. All right, well, then why aren't you going 24/7 a day? Then why aren't you going, you know, that kind of thing? I mean, see how the logic goes?
Oh, absolutely. And then I go to, well, maybe I need to bring her into my home because I am a nurse, and I'm thinking, all right, so you just need to bring her into your home and take care of her because you've been trained to do this for 35 years. So,
well, how long do you think you could stand up underneath that?
not long enough to do a very good job.
Well, and then where's she going to be?
Right, she's going to be back where she is right
See,
now.
See, this is the problem. A lot of times we feel, and I saw somebody was talking about this in the media the other day, and they were just like, oh, you should be with them more and more and more, say goodbye to them, and they put this unreasonable amount of guilt. You know why they do that? Because they're stupid. They don't know what they're talking about. Mm-hmm. They're thinking short term, that this is your mom got hurt and we need to be with her and so forth. Well, short term, that's fine. She's going to get better. Your mom's not, Alzheimer's is not reversible at this point of our society.
Right.
And so you're dealing with this reality that is not going to get better. And it's unsustainable for you to try to push yourself to be there. And you got to take a break at some point. What's an acceptable amount of breaks? I mean, you know, who's making that rule for you?
Well, I have to make that rule for myself, you know, to the point where, and usually I can go for a few days, you know, and not see her. And then the guilt of, you know, especially when someone will come to me and say, how's your mom doing? And I'm thinking, uh-oh, I've not been there for a few days. And now they're going to think I don't care.
Well, you know, she's...
Actually, I do. It's like I'm trying to get myself ready to go back again.
You know, those folks that ask you that, it's okay for you to come up with a stock phrase.
Okay.
It really is. It's okay. You know what? She's dealing with Alzheimer's, but she's safe. She's well cared for. She's not getting hurt. She's being fed, and she's comfortable. You know, and that's enough information. You don't owe anybody else any other explanation of your itinerary.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay, Julie. I mean, look what you're doing. You've put yourself between both parents and disaster. And you've done to it. I want to share something with you. I don't know where you are in your faith, but I was reading this to my sons and my wife today for Mother's Day.
Mm-hmm.
When Jesus was hanging on the cross, I mean, he didn't do this beforehand. He didn't do this after the resurrection. He did it right there in the midst of all his great agony.
Mm-hmm.
He stopped and looked at John from the cross, and he said,
"Take care of his mother.
Son, behold your mother. Mother, behold your son." He took care of his mother in the midst of his great agony, and he showed that that was valuable to him to do. And you're seeing to the needs of your mother. You are doing the best that you know how to do with it.
Right.
And you're also having to look at the long game, that your mother needs you gainfully employed, that your mother needs you to be healthy. You're not going to do any good if you're so tired that you end up driving off the side of the road on the way home.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to do any good if you're so beat up that you're grabbing the steering wheel and so hard that you're going to go into an aneurysm here.
Yeah.
And if you're just a mess all the time, you're not helping her.
Mm-hmm. I get that.
And I bet you, I don't know her, don't know you, but I'll lay down $5, and John is my witness. I'll lay down $5. She wouldn't want you to put that kind of guilt on you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did I read that one right?
I believe you did. I mean, as an only child, it's different. You know, I don't know. When you're an only child, there's a lot more expectations from you for taking care of parents. And I understand that sometimes there can be six kids and one ends up doing most of the work. But as an only child, I think there was a lot of expectations for me to do. And so I may still be, you know, loading that up on myself.
Well, what I'd like for you to do, because we're going to have to go to a break here in a minute, and don't hang up because John's going to get your information here, because if it's all right with you, I'm going to send you a copy of my book.
Oh.
I want you just to read it and enjoy it. And I tell people it's so easy you could read it in the bathroom. I know because I wrote it there. And
he's not lying.
It's, you know, look, Julie, I've been a caregiver for 3 decades here. I've been doing this. I don't know if you know my story or not, but I understand the guilt, I told you, fog hat, fear, obligation, and guilt leads to heartache, anger, and turmoil. Mm-hmm. And I would like to see that you can be a little easier on yourself. Do what you can. You do the best you can. And the best you can, Julie, is enough.
Mm-hmm.
It's enough. It's okay. What you're doing is extraordinary. You're one person who has seen and honored your mother and father to the best of your abilities.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
That's okay. That's enough. That's good enough. Okay, that's it. You know, I'm not gonna look. I ain't that smart. I ain't that. You know, it's not that complicated. I don't even know that many big words. That's enough. Just do. That's enough. And be at peace with yourself to know that you've honored your mother, you've honored your father. You continue to do so. You do the best that you can with it. You're not abandoning her. She's well taken care of. She's well. She's fed, clothed, safe, dry, happy, to the best that she can be. It's okay.
And she is. She's very well. And they do take good care of her, and they really love her. And, you know, and I think I understand a little bit more now when, you know, caring for Alzheimer's patients on the other side of it. And the family wouldn't come as often as I thought they should. And now I know why. Now I've got a little bit of an idea of why. And, like, I get it.
Well, there you go. All right. Well, listen, hang on. We're going to take a break here. And I think Chris Latham and the band are cranking up here.
Okay.
Coming back from their smoke break.
And hit it, boys. And John's going to get your information. I'm going to send you a copy of my book, okay?
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
Julie, thanks for calling. Thanks for listening to the show.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Bye-bye. This is Peter Rosenberger. We'll be right back with a special guest. Don't you go away.